Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today on Daily Pop, Kanye says Kim is still his wife. He's fighting for his family and he's coming for Drake and John Legend. Here with me today is Morgan Stewart McGraw. An actress and comedian, and I don't know how we got her up this morning.
Seriously.
Wendy McClendon Covey, everybody!
Thank you.
Wendy, how'd they talk you into this?
Tell us.
You know, it didn't take a lot of convincing on my part, or on their part. I was like, yes, just tell me when to show up and where to sit.
There
Let's
you go.
Do
I've
it.
I've been here since 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Just sitting here.
Well, let's get right into it. Pete Davidson might want to take a step back because Kanye says he and Kim are still married. He is not holding anything back on Revolt's Drink Champs. Listen to this.
SNL making my wife say I divorced them on TV because they just wanted to get that bar off, and I ain't never even seen the papers. We not even divorced.
Wow.
So how we, because that ain't no joke to me. Well, my kids shit. Want their parents to stay together. Right. I want us to be together.
But I if want you y'all look, to be together too.
If you look at the media, that's not what they promoting.
Right.
That's not what they want. They want it to be a new wedding, a new episode, a new TV show. And then they have people all around in my wife's ear. You know what I'm saying? This is a publicist that's next to her. I don't f*** with her.
What?
Wow. Hold on.
Okay.
I just love it so much. It makes me happy to go into the weekend like this. We by the way, we talk about this ad nauseum, and we just yum, 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 yum.
Look, I'm trying to get on the phone with Mexico. I'm like, how good is the Wi-Fi? Kanye might be tweeting this weekend.
Yeah, literally. First of all, okay, I want to discuss So Kim obviously did SNL 2 weeks ago. I want to get your opinion about that after.
Okay,
but
okay.
She does SNL. She did say, and that's why I divorced him. And for 2 weeks, because I have absolutely no life, I had been thinking about that and was like, that's such an interesting choice of words because there are no papers. I knew that for a fact because we haven't heard anything. And they are not divorcing. They are in a period of separation. So I was very much like, damn, like, they threw it out there like that. I thought it could have just so been easily tweaked to be like, well, we're in the process of divorcing, or, you know, this is why we're getting a divorce, or something like.
Well,
married.
I don't think a punchline, I don't think it's punchy to say, well, we're walking through the divorce thing with Laura Wasser. Like, I don't think.
Yeah, true. But I do think, like, there was another way to also address it. Not that they're getting a divorce, but I love this. I feel like it really finally puts things into perspective, and we really know, because he was in New York City with her for SNL. They have been seen together through everything, her whole Balenciaga transformation. He's been around, and I've sort of been like, are they still doing it or are they not? So the fact that he's still kind of like.
Well, I mean, they're in the process. Tomato, tomato. Either like, I know people who are separated who say that they're divorcing, and that's fine, or I'm divorced. It's not finalized yet, but I am divorced. I think if she wants to say that she's divorced and move on with her life, it's fine. He just is the type of person who still wants to fight for this. And when a woman's fed up, she's done. Am I wrong?
I mean, look, Kanye has a lot of interesting theories about reality and always has.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So look, she has checked out. The papers might not be signed, but she, I mean, aren't they living apart?
Yes.
But they have been living apart for a year. I guess really what I'm trying to say is I had not recognized whether there were papers or whatever the position they were in. They were still socially together. We saw photos of them together. So I just felt like there's still a gray area, and maybe we're turning this around, and maybe they are going to reconcile. And I feel like now is the first time that we are seeing, no, Kim is actually taking this seriously, regardless if he's helping her with stuff around SNL. Mm-hmm. She's going out and doing her thing, and they are moving forward.
I just feel really bad that this 27-year-old guy is about to get caught in a firestorm that I don't think that he is ready for.
No.
Because Pete Davidson, as sweet as he might be, as funny as he might be, he's never come face-to-face with a pterodactyl like Kanye West. Am I wrong?
When he said the publicist, I was like, oh, damn, he's going through it.
Oh, yeah. Donda Part 2 is about to drop. This man is going to... I mean, look, you've been in Hollywood for years. You know those couples who, you know, one says it's over and the other one says, I'm going to ride your ass until, like, the end of time. Even though we're divorced, I'm still going to claim you as mine.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing about that whole clan is they do keep their exes close.
Yeah.
Okay? And they do have children together, and I love that they can keep it close. But I think Kanye is exhausting to be around and to live with.
Yeah.
And I think it's over. I think she's not a stupid person, and she wouldn't drop the D-bomb.
Yes.
If she wasn't mentally done with it.
100%.
Yeah, I guess I just wasn't sure.
No, but you know what? I am all the way here for it, you guys. I'm going to up my plan so I can just get all these updates in Mexicali. Kanye didn't just talk about Kim. He also called out Drake and John Legend. We're going to get into all that drama later in the show.
Oh, can't wait.
Now, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell weren't always the solid couple they are today. They got real about their relationship and admitted to Drew Barrymore that an open relationship created a lot of jealousy when they first started dating.
My wife's incredibly confident, as she should be. There was a ton of jealousy at the beginning of the relationship for pretty, you know, good reasons. I had been in an open relationship for 9 years. I was blacked out a big chunk of my life. You know, there were a lot of things for her to be concerned about, but I'd say once we got engaged, some kind of switch for me seemed to change, and I find her to be incredibly not jealous, which is a very hot characteristic in a partner.
She is looking at him like, what are you gonna say? Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for it. You think I'm jealous? Oh, I'm gonna show you jealous once this camera cuts off. But does a guy's past bother you?
Well, let me weigh in on this. I used to be in the Groundlings with Dax, and I remember the relationship that he was talking about.
Oh my God, I love it.
Kristen has nothing to worry about. He loves her.
Yes.
He loves her. He has met his match in her. But I have seen men and women fall in love with Dax. He's very charismatic.
Yes.
You know, he's adorable. He's just got that extra spice. But so does she.
Mm-hmm.
They will be together for a long time.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. She's got nothing to worry about.
He's also addicted to adoration and love, and that's his thing. He said it on his podcast. Uh-huh. I do think when they met in 2007, if a man told you he was in an open relationship with somebody...
For nine years.
Yeah. To you, it's foreign. It's like a man telling you he's bisexual in 2007, you're going to run. Mm-hmm. But if a man told you, you know, I've dabbled with men in the past, in 2021, you're Gucci with that now because we've
become... It's so acceptable
now.
We've become so accustomed to all sorts of different relationships to the point where we even know some of our biggest celebrities that we've known and loved for years are in their own open relationship.
100%.
And there's not one sort of norm that people are going to fit into. There's not a box in terms of relationships. But I do feel like he was in an open relationship that Wendy knows about.
And P.S., I just want to say, when I say that men and women have gotten crushes on Dax, I'm not saying he reciprocated with anybody.
Okay.
I'm just saying he's someone that's easy to have a crush on.
100%.
Oh, Tom was in his DMs already.
Everyone has a crush on him. But I feel like he was in an open relationship with somebody that was supposed to be an open relationship with. And I feel like with Kristen, as you said, they're meant to be together. And so he wants to just be with her. And that's what they're doing.
But let me tell you something. I get insecure, like when I go on a date with a guy or I'm seeing someone and their last relationship was open, I get insecure that I am not adventurous enough for that person.
I would be the same way. I would be like, you know what, let's not even start.
Yes.
Let's not even start. Let's pretend we never met.
100%.
I'm too square.
I'm too square. Yeah. I'm too much of a white lady in suburbia. I live next to Terry Hatcher over Wisteria Lane.
Well, that's who wants to be in a three-way relationship.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, I can't.
You don't want to have
it.
Someone be that their starting off point be that way.
No.
Like, if you both want to end up there in 10 years, that's a conversation together, but you want to decide that as a couple.
But
like,
I don't even get there. I don't even get there. Oh my God, I can't be in a relationship with this guy because, his last partner was adventurous.
And he likes to catch up. I mean, he has every reason to not be in a relationship with somebody. Like, it is literally, there's every reason under the sun.
Well, Dr. Ruth is here. We're going to talk about that later.
Oh, I can't wait till she has an opinion.
Uh-huh. Kristen Stewart's wedding dreams are coming true. Remember when she told Howard Stern that she wanted Guy Fieri to officiate her big day? Well, the Today Show worked their magic. Check this out.
Hey, Kristen, Guy Fieri here, and I've heard through the Flavortown grapevine that you are looking for a sweet, spiky-haired officiant for your wedding. I'm all in.
Oh. Was
that a real offer, or was that a...
I know, is he joking?
No, I think he means it.
I wonder if yours was a real offer. You really want him?
Absolutely.
Oh!
I love it. I mean, do you know where he lives?
I don't know.
What's his address? Yes. I mean, like, does he live in L.A.? We should talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy, if you ever got married again, who's officiating your wedding? What celebrity?
My mind is just so blown by what I just saw. Like, there's nothing that says I'm taking my marriage seriously than having Guy Fieri officiate. I am in it for the long haul.
Let's get this diner going.
I'm blown away. I would have a hologram of Prince.
That's
there you
a
go.
Good
officiate
one.
The
That's
wedding.
That's a good
That's
one.
That's the only officiant you need. That officiant needs to hop around.
You gonna do Prince too?
No, only Kris Jenner.
That is a great one. And she is certified.
Kris Jenner is all I would need up there.
I'm going with James Earl Jones.
Yes, okay.
You are so annoying. You thought about this all morning.
Oh, I've thought about it for 3 years.
James Earl Jones. Okay, that is a serious... Whatever. If we get to a wedding, then I'll officiate.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Can it be in your backyard?
100%.
First time I'm invited to her house.
Oh, wow.
Still ahead, our new interview with Leah Michelle. She's opening up about motherhood, marriage, and hard times. Plus, designer Tom Ford ignites a big fashion debate. We'll discuss after this.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
But most of all, Mom, would you please... Well, I'd just like to thank the greatest, most supportive mom in the world. Mom?
Yes. I've got a half-inch deep thorn in my hand, and I don't even feel it.
Sorry, Mama. I realize I didn't get through high school all by myself.
My baby cherishes me and puts me on a pedestal.
Oh. Oh, our guest co-host, Wendy McClendon Covey, has been bringing the laughs on the Goldbergs for nine seasons on ABC.
Woo!
First of all, you know Hollywood likes to cancel something at the height.
No.
How did y'all make it to nine seasons?
Nine.
I really don't know, but I can tell you that, like, during the shutdown, a lot more people discovered us.
Yes.
You know, and because you can catch up with everything on Hulu and streaming now, like, we're getting new fans all the time,
so
which is really weird.
So no one caught up with us.
We're still waiting for that catch up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very lucky. It's the best job I've ever had. It's the most fun. Look at my work family.
I mean,
I just want to chew on them.
Is that the best part of working on the show?
Yeah.
I mean, just getting to go to work with those people every day for nine. So nine seasons you've been doing.
Nine seasons.
That is
and
crazy.
And a lot of our crew has been with us for that long.
Oh, that's the best.
You know how many babies have been born?
Oh, my
that's
God.
Crazy.
In the 30s.
Wow. Are y'all bumping and grinding over there? We have a bunch of men over here.
Yes, yes,
and
always.
The only thing new we got was Tom got hit. Ooh. Oh, my God.
Good enough.
Designer Tom Ford is sparking a strange debate. He says it's best to put your logo on the crotch of your jeans. Tom told GQ he always puts his initials there because everyone looks at everyone's crotch. Other men look, women do it, so put the logo there.
Did we expect Tom Ford to put his logo somewhere else? I feel like this is so on brand for Tom Ford.
I wish he put his logo somewhere else. He's so fine.
He really, you know what it is? You know there's those people that you see and you're like, it doesn't matter what day, what time, smells good.
Yeah.
By the way,
smells good.
In a suit at Pavilion.
Who was on a flight? Somebody was on a flight with Tom Ford that I know, and I can't remember who it was, but they were both in first class, and they said that he came in full suit, full tie, sat up the entire time, put two pillows on either side of his face, laid back on the entire flight, and then literally got up after, like straight up, and then got up after, wiped his glasses down, packed up his, and walked off. Like, there's, the man doesn't slip.
Oh, no.
He is who he is.
Well, he's been walking this earth
for 1,000 years. Yeah. He knows what's up. He's a vampire.
Yeah. He really is a vampire.
But logos on the crotch, I don't know. That's kind of at odds with the whole Me Too thing. Like, you know, don't harass me, but look at my knickknacks.
Yeah. I think Tom Ford's not subscribing. I think he's just like TF down there.
By the way, I don't mind.
He knows his brand.
I don't mind looking at a knickknack. And I think a lot of times men want you to look at their knickknacks.
You can look. I will buy that. I'll buy that.
You can look.
You can look. You can't comment. You can't.
You can't touch.
You can't touch. You can't address. You can't. You have to. It's a subtle glance.
It's like.
I like to wear just a bullseye. Yeah.
By the way, Wendy.
You know,
Wendy, you could have came with a helicopter pad landing right there. I still wouldn't look at it. I would just go right over my head.
I wouldn't even look at it.
I would look.
Just all a right. bush coming I out would of that look. Thing. I wouldn't even look.
I would look.
A tumbleweed.
By the way, it's not fun. When you stop being able to see it and things get crazy, it's not fun. So
I told you I have a waxing kit in my thing. I can wax you right quick.
God, I did a laser before. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Is that the hardest part?
No, there's a lot of other hard parts, like not fitting into any of your clothes.
Do things ever just snap right back down there?
Meaning, do they go back to normal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I still pee when I sneeze. But that's
all right. Up next, we're talking love and Morgan's bladder with the woman who literally wrote the book on it all. Dr. Ruth is joining us live. You don't want to miss it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, Dr. Ruth, how do I make sure I'm treating a sex worker ethically? Asking for a friend.
Hi, Trixie. I tell you how. Make sure you pay double. And if that partner says, how come, you say, Dr. Ruth said I should pay double.
Get ready to take notes. Joining us now is the lady who wrote the book on sex, Dr. Ruth. Woo! How are you?
Hi there.
Hello.
You're an expert on Netflix's Sex Unzipped, a show that promotes sex positivity using puppets. Why puppets? Is it easier?
I don't know why puppets, but that puppet actually is very funny. So I have no problem. But I have to tell you people, please, no advertising on the couch. I do not like that. And please, I watched you carefully and cut that out. You can talk about arousal, you can mention sex, but don't do a stupid thing about putting an advertisement at some place where it doesn't belong.
You know what, Dr. Ruth? I like that.
That's my advice for today.
We got some advice.
Advice today.
Okay, Dr. Ruth, you have to tell us. So you work with Trixie and Saweetie on the show. Did you know who they were before the show?
The truth? No, but I now know.
Yes.
Okay, what's the next question?
My next question is, Dr. Ruth, you were one of the very first people to talk about sex openly at a time where people weren't doing it. Who gave you the hardest time when you first started? Was it men or was it women?
Good question.
All right, listen to me carefully.
Okay.
I was so well trained. I have a doctorate. I worked at Yale and Princeton and Columbia University. Nobody, hear me clearly, nobody gave me a hard time.
Wow.
But I also was very careful not to talk about nonsense like you do about putting advertisement where it doesn't belong.
What?
So
what?
I was very careful what I was talking about. I talked openly about orgasm. I talked openly about masturbation, which nobody else did. However, I was very careful of not talking about what I just mentioned to you.
Mm.
So be careful. You can talk about relationships. You can talk about sex. You can talk about what men and women need to know about sex. You can talk about reading books, and you can talk about the importance of relationships.
So what is the
import? For example, what you were discussing before about open relationships, nonsense. If that's happening, we are going to see more syphilis, gonorrhea, AIDS, or any of the horrible diseases. I do not believe in open relationships, but I don't want people to be lonely.
But what if you practice? What if you practice safe sex, Dr. Ruth? If you're in an open relationship but you use condoms, is that okay?
No.
Okay.
The condom can break, and the condom not only can break, the condom can slip off a penis.
Easily. And the condom that's happened to her twice.
It's the woman.
We didn't stop.
So please listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
All of the years that I've talked about, I don't want people to be lonely. I want them to go out, use any of the possibilities now that we have a better life because of most people being vaccinated, but to be careful. And also, you people don't advertise and don't advocate open relationships.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Dr. Ruth.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question because I'm asking for a friend here. Sometimes I have a girlfriend who likes to get freaky deaky and maybe wants to invite a third person in. Can a couple explore that without derailing their relationship?
Listen, you know exactly what I'm going to say. N-O, loud and clear, and I tell you why. If that's happening, then one of the three is a better lover. One of the three brings that person to a better orgasm. And then there is jealousy, and that's the end of the relationship. In our culture, loud and clear, Dr. Ruth says, find yourself a partner. Cultivate the relationship. Give each other the best orgasms that you can give, but stay true to that person. Did you all hear that?
Yes.
We heard it.
We all heard it.
Did you hear it loud and clear?
I heard it. It is just two people.
Two people. Dr. Ruth, we love you.
Thank you so much.
When you come here, come back. And you guys, if you want to hear more from Dr. Ruth, you just go to Netflix. Sex Unzipped is streaming now. Dr. Ruth, have a good day.
Thank you.
Wait a moment. Tell them about the documentary on Hulu.
Oh. And there's a documentary on Hulu called...
Check that out as
well.
Thank you.
You guys.
Bye.
What a legend.
Can't even handle it.
All the best.
What a legend.
Behind you, the puppet. Bye. Say hi to the puppet.
Hi, puppet.
Bye, puppet.
Bye, puppet.
You guys, we're going to be back with more. We got Lea Michele opening up about her challenging year. Mm. Plus, can you guess which star wore this sexy dress last night? The big reveal is after the break. Before the break, we asked if you could guess which star wore this sexy dress to the Amfar Gala last night. There's only two people that could probably wear that and look like that. It's either Olivia Jade or Kai Gerber.
It's Jenna Dewan.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say Natalie. Oh, it is!
Oh my God, wow. She looks amazing.
I gorgeous. Noticed by her arm.
Wow.
No, that's a lie. I just saw coincidentally before you.
she looks 25. Beautiful.
She looks in effing sane.
Wow.
Like the body, the face, the hair, the dress. I love a black and white moment done well. And there's nothing chicer.
By the way, I also love that she didn't overdo it with diamonds.
Like, no.
Yes.
Just kept it really sleek. Good for you, girl. Lea Michele loves being a mom, but her journey to motherhood was not easy. She's telling Victor about the challenges she faced waiting for her baby boy to arrive.
Now, this past year obviously was tough on everyone, but you personally, what was your highs? And talk to me about some of your lows as well.
Well, definitely the high was the day that they handed me my son. You know, the moment that my son was handed to me was truly the greatest moment of my life. I've never been more thankful to God in that moment. And definitely, you know, our low was we had a lot of moments where we were told that he would not be born. Even very late into the journey of pregnancy, which is even scarier because as things go along, you know, you get more and more frightened. It was just all okay the minute that we saw him.
Now, you and your husband have been doing the parenting thing for about a year now. How is it watching him being a new dad and that energy? What's it been like?
It's great. I mean, he's such an incredible father, and he really just helps me to relax. I'm a very anxious person. Luckily, he helps just bring me down to earth and ground me and help me to just enjoy it more and be less hard on myself. So I'm very lucky to have such a supportive partner.
He's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories.
Congratulations on your new Lullaby album, which you dedicated to your son, Ever. And you said you wanted to make this album to let him know that everything is going to be okay. What did you mean by that?
I was pregnant during the pandemic, and I used music during my pregnancy, singing to my son to let him know that everything was okay.
I have a 9-year-old, so I know if I was gonna sing her a song, I'd be-
Tell me everything, what do I do?
An emotional wreck though. If I had to sing her anything, I'd be bawling, she'd probably be crying, we'd all be crying. How emotional did you get while you were singing these songs?
The hardest for me was, I don't know if you know the song Lullaby by Billy Joel, but he recorded it for his daughter Alexa, kind of explaining how even when I'm not here, just like songs, you know, last forever, that's how I will be. And recording that song was very challenging for me because as a parent, you don't want to think about the time when you're not going to be there with your child.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be an absolute mess.
Lea's new album, Forever, is out today. She's also getting ready to reunite with the cast of Spring Awakening with a one-night-only benefit performance.
It was a big moment, you know, in my life and in my career to play that character at only 20 years old. I think is going to be incredibly healing and beautiful for all of us.
How did I get stuck in this album last night by myself?
Of course, I get it.
I got stuck in it. I went to bed to it. It's my new calm.
Yeah.
You guys, we were talking earlier about how Kanye is fighting to get Kim back. And Ye had a lot more to say during the Drink Champs podcast. He explained his feud with Drake, and he's calling Big Sean and John Legend sellouts. Take a look.
In all of the back and forth that me and Drake have had, you know, it's like the life is like the NBA.
Yeah.
And people are either on your team or they're on another team. Ooh, and everybody plays games in different kind of ways. And you can't be mad for somebody. At the end of the day, this man has sold more records than anybody. Drake don't do a diss, like an outright diss song where it's a headshot. He's gonna set it up like war.
You know what I'm saying? Calculated and strategy.
Yeah, well, he gonna do stuff like live 5 blocks down the street from you. He gonna like go and, you know, DM every single girl in your family, every single girl around your family. It's all psychological, right? So it's like, what button is someone gonna hit? The worst thing I've ever done was sign Big Sean. I know this man mama, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've changed this man's family, and both John Legend and Big Sean, when I ran for office, got used quick by the Democrats to come at they boy that actually changed their life. And that's some sellout and I don't rock with neither of them. And I need my apologies.
Well, Big Sean responded on Twitter saying he was just with Kanye and he ain't said none of that. And this was after the interview. I'm dying laughing at Kanye. I'm going to start off with Drake first.
He came, okay.
Because by the way, he makes total sense.
He totally gave him his accolades. Like, he knows, like, Drake, you can't just...
But it is kind of shady if you and I are kind of beefing and you're DMing every woman in my... It's like... Imagine beefing with Mufasa and all of a sudden you just talking to all the ladies in the Pride. Like, that's not fine. That's not fine.
I mean, look, I don't think either of them... I know. Dude, let that sit in. Let that just take
a second. Margarita this morning.
Don't rush. It's fine.
It's like the Animal Kingdom here.
Yeah, I feel like this is what it is. You'll like it. It's sweet. I think that was iconic. If you, if someone doesn't get me that clip...
I'm delirious right now.
Are you delirious?
I'm delirious.
I just want to say that truer words have never been spoken, and I thank Kanye for putting it so eloquently. Life is like the NBA.
It is.
You really are on one team, or you are on another team.
But you know what?
Oh, my God. Mind blown.
It's very true. I feel
it's
that
so
way.
True.
I feel like every day there's battle. There's battle in these mom streets, in these music classes.
Yeah.
You're on the team or you're not.
No, it's so true. And by the way, look, the rap game, as big as it is, it's super small.
Yeah.
Nobody was checking for Calabasas before Kanye came for Calabasas and the Kardashians are coming for Calabasas. So there's Hidden Hills.
Yeah.
Go to Tarzana.
Oh, the mean streets of Hidden Hills?
Yes.
Oh, you don't want to walk through Hidden Hills after dusk.
Someone's
pony might trample you. You know, you might step in some gum.
Hold on.
And hurt your Yeezys.
I'm getting a note from my producer.
Whatever those little things, yeah.
She said Hidden Hills is the new Compton.
Oh, it is exactly the same.
Please. There's a
straight out of Hidden Hills.
Straight out of Calabasas.
Oh, please. Air One, y'all.
After the break, want to impress your family and friends at Thanksgiving. We have some tips. Don't go anywhere. Wendy, shut up. You're killing me today.
Hidden Hills.
So you want to be the hostess with the mostest this Thanksgiving? Food stylist Meg Quinn is here to help with some gorgeous, delicious spreads. Mm. Meg, welcome to Daily Pop.
Thank you for having me.
By the way, we are so excited. We're both huge fans of charcuterie. I feel like everybody thinks charcuterie is fancy. In my personal opinion, they are and should be. But you can make it fun for kids, which is what we need.
Yes, exactly. So I like to make a kid's version of charcuterie in a muffin tin.
Oh my
because
God.
It's a really great way to serve your snacks. You're already digging. We're making a turkey out of that dip, but you both are digging in, and this is great. Okay, so first things first, we're going to get creative. We've already did these little clementine pumpkins.
This is adorable.
So it's clementine.
Adorable.
Little celery. Get your kids to eat celery. But in the middle here, we are going to make a little turkey, okay? So we have these sweet bell peppers right here.
Okay.
And you guys can just watch me. These are going to be our turkey feathers. We're just going to put it right on top.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't want to mess up my dip because I want to eat it.
Well, there'll be plenty of time for that.
Oh, just put it all on top.
Put it on top. Those are our feathers.
Okay.
Okay, then we have these edible eyes. It's basically just like made out of sugar, but if you want, you could put a blueberry or something like that. I'm gonna put it right up here. Here's the eyes to my turkey.
Okay, this is adorable already, and I'm not even finished.
I know, we've got ways to go right here. Okay, I've got a little cheddar triangle for you guys. That's gonna be our nose. So right under our eyes. Morgan, beautiful. Your eyes are a little far down, but that's okay.
Yeah, why are my eyes are where they're
you know,
in the wrong part of the anatomy.
Maybe your vision of turkeys is a little different than the rest of us. Okay, and then we have the waddle, which is that weird, funky thing.
I have. I need to get sucked out.
Mm-hmm. What's the doctor for that?
Oh, my God. It's not Pybella. Been there. Anyway.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and put that on, let's say, one of the sides right here. That's our little waddle
I'm
right
observing
there.
Observing the turkey making
Come on over.
Here.
And then, Morgan, you might have dug into the legs already, but we've got two turkey legs.
I am with child. I needed to have a few.
She needed her carbs, guys, and we've got plenty of legs
where
here.
Where do you put the legs? This is right adorable.
This is
so cute.
This is the stuff that I would have never thought about in my own brain. Like, my brain does not function this way, so the fact that now I have this idea to, like, be cute and, like, a good mom, forget it.
And here. It's sour cream and onion. This is amazing.
Yeah, dig it. Yeah, you can then eat the turkey, and it's all good. And it also gets your kids to try different things. Like, they may not have a sweet bell pepper, but if they saw it, it's the feathers, then they're digging in. It's also like a really cool way to have them do it with you. So it's like an art project.
It's like a cute Thanksgiving Day treat, like when you have like all the time in the world and stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When you're like,
go over there and do that.
It's perfect.
Well, it's really great.
I don't have no kids. Mm. And don't you bring your damn kids to my house. My parties are adult only. So how do I step up my charcuterie boards for my adult friends?
Okay. So two things, we didn't fill this little hole here, so I'm gonna start you off here and then we're gonna move over there. These are little cookie cutters. Cookie cutters are not just for cookies. I like to cut my cheese with them. Again, mm-hmm. really fun for the kids. So we have a little maple leaf right here. If it was Christmas, I'd use a Christmas tree. If it's Hanukkah, maybe a dreidel.
Ooh, that's cute.
And we're gonna just go ahead and make our little cookie cutter. Look how cute those are.
And this is good for just even lunch. Boyfriend comes here.
Like lunch boxes, right?
Mm-hmm. What did exactly.
he say? Exactly. What did he say?
This does look like a Canadian flag a little bit. So I've also used it. Like you said, Justin, well, let's talk about the adults because the adults are who's really like into the charcuterie.
Right.
We've got a brie here that I sliced in half and then I used a bigger cookie cutter. Kind of like the Canadian flag for your BF.
Okay.
And then I filled it with pomegranate seeds. So anything just to make it a little bit like kitschy and fun and
festive.
Thematic. Yeah,
I love it. And beautiful coloring.
Thank you. So that's what I do on all the different boards. You like think of the theme and then you're like autumnal colors. Okay. Purples, reds, all that good stuff. But now I'm gonna take you to the salami rose.
Yeah, how did you do it? I mean, what is happening?
So this was a huge TikTok trend last year and they used wine glasses to do it. And I'll be honest, I thought it was a little impractical because it's like 10 pieces and it's too much.
So and do you want salami in your wine glass?
That's what I'm talking about because it leaves that residue.
No, so we're gonna use a shot glass here. So everybody grab your shot glass. Mm-hmm. And we've got these like smaller salamis and you're gonna put it down. And what we're gonna do is we're just gonna fold it over the edge. This way, we're not using like 20 pieces of salami like they did in the wine glass. So I got one.
Okay.
And we're gonna layer on top of the next. It's a little kitschy, but look, if you wanna have fun and get festive, it'd be perfect for like a date night, a Valentine's Day board too. So I have three right here. They're all layered on top of each other. We're gonna keep going. We're gonna do one more layer.
Oh my God, this is really.
It's gonna be fun once it comes out. You're creating.
I don't like my friends that much.
This is really like a.
They're coming for the free food anyway.
Okay. That's a very fair point, by the way. I've had mixed feelings about these, but I'm willing to do it for these shot glasses. So right here, I have on top about six.
Oh, I did three, but mine's still gorgeous.
It's still gorgeous, and what you're gonna do is you're gonna turn it over, and look at that rose. Let's see.
Okay, well mine.
Y'all, I didn't water my flowers too much, but
so
they look good.
So mine's not a rose, but mine's gorgeous.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
You guys, okay. Meg, thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
This is amazing.
This is the best sour
you
cream
guys,
and onion dip
check
I've ever
out
had.
Meg's ideas on Insta. It ain't too proud to Meg. And go get the cheese board deck. It is out now. It is super adorable. And it's a great date night thing to like make the cheese board deck.
This is what I'm going to say is a perfect holiday gift. If you wanted like a hostess gift, instead of bringing a bottle of wine or bring it with a bottle of wine, you're bringing these 50 recipe cards for cheese boards, charcuterie boards, kids boards, holiday boards. You take it in your purse. There's the ingredients on the back. Take it to the store, shop all your ingredients.
Done.
You guys, I want that for Christmas. We're going to be right back after I eat all this sour cream and onion dip.
This cannot be.
No, how is it true?
Our little brother, Justin Sylvester, is
35? Oh, we thought he just got his driver's license.
We love Justin
so much.
Justin, happy birthday. We love that you're part of our family, and we can't wait to celebrate with you in person.
I want to say a very happy birthday to Justin Sylvester. Justin, I have a very special gift for you. You get to pick from the wig wall.
Not the wig wall.
You're going to love it.
Happy birthday, Justin.
Happy birthday, Justin.
I'm having a good day.
Happy birthday, my dear friend. Thank you for everything that you do for me. I wish you nothing but the best on your day.
Come and visit us. You make us laugh. We adore you. Love you, Justin.
Love you.
Oh, I told y'all I didn't want to celebrate my birthday.
Shut up. Well, no, we're celebrating. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. I guess the water's mine, huh? Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Thank you guys so much. Jared, get out of here.
Yay! Justin, tell the people, now that we're celebrating, what are you doing to celebrate your birthday? Give us all the details.
I'm just going to hang out.
Don't
chill
you
out.
Lie to the people. Just, what's happening today?
I'm just going to chill out. I'm going to a wedding in Mexico and I'm just going to turn it into my birthday.
Okay.
It's going to be a good time.
You're going to celebrate. What are you hoping for this year?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm ready to find myself. No, truly, I just want great health, great times, and I want to make up for the year that I lost. I lost 33 and 34 to the pandemic, and I think 35 is going to be the year of making up for that time.
Absolutely. Wish
and
you
so it is.
The best birthday fulfilled with happiness.
Yes! Wendy, thank you for being here.
Wendy, you were the perfect guest.
Thrilled.
I know.
Thank you for having me.
There's a whole ass cake that you're not going
you
to have to get
Venmo. You guys, we're going to be back with more Daily Pop. We're going to be drunk by the time we get beer. Ooh, they got the good stuff. The Reserve.
Hey, Justin, Giselle here, all the way from Potomac, here to wish you something called a happy, happy, wonderful birthday. And I was just with you. I just saw you like a couple weeks ago, and it was a turn up. And I need for you to understand that the next time we see each other, it's going to be as big a turn up for your birthday as it was the last time we were together.
Aww.
That's impossible. Ooh, we turned up that night.
That was I feel like I saw you that next morning. It was not good.
Ooh, it was not good. And she was here the next morning as well. Poor Wendy, you had to come on this day. We are just a hot mess.
Poor Wendy, I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. Are you kidding?
Champagne.
I got champagne. It's not even 9.
Let's end this show on some Feel Good Friday.
Yes.
Boston's new mayor is making history. The city just elected Michelle Wu. She's the first woman and the first person of color ever elected to hold the office, breaking a streak that lasted 199 years.
Wow, it's just insane. Like, that's amazing. Good for her. So happy for her. About time.
And you know what? Good for Boston.
Yeah.
For progressing.
Come on.
Uh-huh. Harry Styles just helped a fan with something very important, an announcement to her mother. Take a look at him addressing the fan's mom in the middle of his concert.
Lisa!
Where was Harry Styles when I was coming out the
closet?
By
the way, that's the only way that if I were to, that's how you come out if you, like, yeah. I mean, hello.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
There's safety in numbers. Yeah. If mom's going to freak out, she's not going to do it there.
This
I like
is
that.
Actually the second time he's done this. He did the same thing back in 2018 for another girl and her mom. I just love this guy. I really do.
I really like him.
Yeah, he's a likable person.
He is. He's one of the good ones.
Oh, my God. He's such a hottie. I love him. Thank you, Wendy, for being here.
Thank you, Wendy,
for having me.
And thank you for elevating us. And thank you for celebrating my birthday.
Yes.
Set your DVR for next week. We're hanging with Emily Blunt, Mary-Kate, and Ashley Olsen. And Dr. Phil is stopping by. Join us for Daily Pop every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on E! And if you guys want to celebrate my birthday with me, please make a donation to Camp Lightbulb. It's an organization that I love. Even if it's a dollar, I would love you guys so much. Thank you.
Aww. Bye, cheers.